With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. And Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey claims that sending active duty soldiers to Minnesota for an immigration crackdown is ridiculous and unconstitutional. President Trump had threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act, but has since backed down. Meanwhile, postal workers marched against ICE Sunday, but other groups around the nation marched in favor of ICE, saying it is time for the illegal immigrants to get out of America. When it comes to improving the U.S. housing market, Heritage Foundation analyst E.J. Antoni says President Trump has to, quote, thread the needle.
He's got to try to make housing more affordable for all the people who haven't yet had the opportunity to buy housing. But he's also trying to do it in such a way that it's not really going to kill the people who got into these homes at the artificially high prices in 2022 and 2023, let's say.
Well, the Trump administration making sweeping cuts to substance abuse and mental health programs last week and then reverse course. White House correspondent Greg Flugston explains.
On Tuesday, the Health and Human Services Department canceled about 2,000 grants representing nearly $2 billion in funding for organizations that offer substance abuse and mental health services. But those cuts were reversed by Wednesday. The result was chaos and confusion among grant recipients nationwide, some of whom began laying off employees after learning about the funding cuts. Greg Flugston, Washington.
Wildfires in Chile have left at least 18 people dead, the flames scorching thousands of acres of forest and destroyed scores of homes. South American country is currently sweltering under a tremendous heat wave as well. More than two dozen fires have ravaged 21,000 acres. This is SRN News. No surprise here. The Bible is the best seller on both sides of the Atlantic.
Publishers report that sales of Scripture hit an all-time high in 2025 in the United Kingdom and hit a 21-year high here in the United States. The numbers come from Circana BookScan, and spokesman Brianna Connor tells Publishers Weekly, quote, "The greater interest in religious content in the U.S. reflects a bigger search for hope and community. This suggests that consumers are increasingly turning to faith-based resources during uncertain times." Michael Harrington reporting.
Netflix pushing the gay agenda on youngsters. That's the assertion of Concerned Women for America after conducting research into the giant streaming platform's programming. CWA says 41% of Netflix G-rated shows and 41% of those rated for kids down to the age of 7 contain messages about gays. This is SRN News. Wall Street will be open a holiday shortened week after losing ground in last week's trading. Here's correspondent Rich Thomason.
The market took a breather last week, failing to maintain the upward momentum that lifted the benchmarks higher in the previous week's trading. The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P all closed lower Friday and ended lower for the week. Wall Street and bond markets are closed Monday in observance of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, a federal holiday. It's back to business as usual Tuesday. This week we'll bring updates on pending home sales and consumer sentiment, among other reports. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Kremlin installed authorities in Russia-occupied parts of southern Ukraine say Ukrainian drone strikes have damaged energy networks. Officials say hundreds of thousands of people were left without power, and that coming at a time of bitterly cold weather. More details, SRNNews.com.